Let's welcome in our next guest, talking about Utah's recruiting class. You can find him on Twitter at Kyle Goon. Read him in the Salt Lake Tribune. It is Kyle Goon. Kyle, thanks for joining us.
Hey, Kyle.
Hey, how you gents doing?
Hey, good. How important do you think J2FELE is to the overall level of Utah's class? I mean, how much is resting on his decision tomorrow?
Well, I mean, it's a big deal because he's obviously the top overall guy in Utah, and there's just been a guy that Utah has kind of struggled to land, especially at the five-star level for the last couple of years. When you think about Lewis Augustine and Osa Messina and Brandon Fanica, and just kind of going back 10 or so years, it's been really hard to get that five-star guy to stay. So I think it would be a big victory for Utah to kind of do that, to maybe send a message, hey, you can kind of achieve what you want to achieve by staying here, but also being able to kind of play in front of your family and that kind of sell, and possibly, you know, compete for a Pac-12 championship.
So then is it more about what he represents, or is it more about the actual talent of J2FELE?
I think it's a little bit of both. And the representation is huge. The talent I've heard is really good, and I've been able to see a little bit of him. And the people who evaluate these things tell me he's just really explosive and just has that, really just moves really well for the size he is. And also, I mean, at the Elite 11, well, not Elite 11, but the opening and some of the other camps he's been to, the Army All-American game, he just performed really well against high-level linemen. So he's not only a high producer against his high school competition, but also against some of the elite competition around the country.
And then have you noticed any difference in Utah's class? I mean, do you feel like Troy Taylor, since he showed up, he's had an immediate impact this year, or will fans have to wait more till years' classes in the future?
Probably definitely think he'll have an immediate impact this year. I mean, well, as far as recruiting goes, I think you do see a lot of receivers kind of taking a look, and Utah's still in the mix for one or two more receivers. If we're talking about Brian Thompson and Kevon Dingle. But, yeah, I mean, especially you look at the guys they plucked out of Texas, and I know those guys have kind of been long-time commits, but, just kind of being in there, in that conversation for some of that for some of those guys and holding on to them. I mean, I think Troy Taylor has had to kind of be tested early and make sure that he can keep these guys and get in the mix and put Utah in the mix for some other guys.
Kyle Goon's our guest, 1320K fan. Have you seen a shift in Utah this year, where obviously you lost Dennis Erickson, you lost some of the Florida ties? I think Dingle, who you mentioned, is still a Florida kid. But is Utah recruiting other states now with some of the new coaches they've added with their backgrounds?
Yeah, I mean, obviously Guy Holliday and Morgan Scalley have sort of been in that Texas region for a long time, and California's kind of always going to be Utah's base. And really, if you look at the last couple of years, California really is the basis of Utah's recruiting. Even the in-state, I mean, you're talking about a lot of side and ends, a couple of guys in the prep ranks that are ready to go, but California is really the base of what Utah does. And Florida, obviously, that's a real tough to see the future on that, because Dennis Erickson, such a legend there. And, I mean, the real story of that is, I mean, a lot of those high school coaches just played for Dennis and had that kind of really personal relationship with him, where he could come in and like, okay, who's good? And get introductions that way. So Utah right now, I don't think they have a prep guy out of Florida. And as you mentioned, Dingle's from there, and I think Tariq Lewis is originally from Florida. But I was talking to another analyst today, and they were kind of saying, you know, just because that pipeline is shut off for 1 year doesn't mean it's necessarily shut off for long term. I mean, you know, some of these Hallandale kids, if they keep panning out, and some of the other kids that Utah's grabbed from Florida, if they keep panning out, they could go back there. But it is kind of difficult to see right now if Utah's recruiting future is really in Florida or not.
What's the biggest hole that Utah's got to fill on their team that they're going to try to attack in this year's recruiting class?
Yeah, I mean, the biggest holes that you see being addressed, I think, are in the secondary, as you guys mentioned, before you came on, and the offensive line. And they've got guys who I think are going to compete for starting roles at both those positions. As you mentioned, Jalen Johnson, as long as they can hold on to him, I think he'll be in that mix. Kerryon Ballard, definitely in that mix, and he's already in there. And then on an offensive line where you're placing four guys, I think they feel pretty comfortable with at least two guys coming in, going to be able to compete a little bit. And Jordan Agassiva, I've heard from several people, is really one of the top guys coming in to the Pac-12 on offensive line. And somebody I was talking to today has him as their number one guard, even though he might play tackle, coming into the Pac-12. And then Orlando Umana from Grant High School, where Devontae Booker went, he's kind of in that mix, I think, also. Just a physically big guy, a really good run blocker, and possibly a guy who competes early for time.
Kyle Goon's our guest, 1320 KFan. What impression do you get that Kyle McDonald and Troy Taylor did have in this early recruiting? I know you touched on it a little bit, but did they have enough time to really impact, especially Kyle McDonald?
I don't know. I mean, I think you do look at particularly the addition of TJ Green at running back. I think that was probably something that, those guys had their imprint on. And especially when you look at what kind of back TJ Green is, I mean, he reminded me just watching, and, I'm sort of an amateur at film watching, but he reminded me a little bit of Joe Williams' running style, sort of faster and explosive straight line runner. But I think what he also brings that Joe didn't really have is sort of hands out of the backfield. And I think in Utah's offense, I mean, he's going to have a role of sort of being an all-purpose back. And he was a top 20 all-purpose back in the country, flipped from Oregon State late and committed to the Utes, and I think maybe he sees his role in the offense, similar to the one he ran in his high school at Chandler. So I think that was maybe one recruit where you see that cell making a big difference with the two new coaches.
Well, there's a name out there that Utah's already offered. He's a five-star wide receiver, James Robinson, 6'4", 200 pounds. Clemson offered him, Tennessee, USC, Ohio State, Oklahoma, Alabama. He got in trouble on his recruiting trip this weekend to Ohio State, and it seems like many schools are falling off. I mean, Utah's already offered him. Is there a chance the Utes would stick around, in your opinion, and maybe take a gamble on a guy with a bit of a troubled past?
Anything goes, doesn't it? That's one I haven't particularly heard much about yet. But, Utah definitely, I'll see, I don't know character-wise how many risks they take, but definitely I've seen them take more risk with guys with academic problems, given, their infrastructure and their academic support. They've done really well with their APR scores. They really like the job that Beth Brennan has done over the last couple of years, building that up, and that's something that parents always kind of latch themselves to. So if you look at guys like Kalen Clay, guys like Devontae Booker, Kavika Luafatasanga, who took a little time to get on campus recently, Utah's more likely to take that kind of risk, I think, than just sort of other kinds of character risks.
You can find him on Twitter at Kyle Goon. Read his coverage tomorrow of National Letter Intent Day at the Salt Lake Tribune. Kyle, great stuff. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Kyle.
Thank you.